Women living with disability in Australia are 40% more likely to experience domestic violence. 70% of these women have also experienced sexual violence, and one quarter of rape cases reported in Australia involve people with a disability. The disability community have been demanding action from the federal government for decades, but have had little response. Today, the Australian Cross Disability Alliance released their election priorities, which include a call for a royal commission into disability violence. Marilyn Hetchelies has more.
The election platform, released by the Australian Cross Disability Alliance today, focuses on critical issues facing the 20% of Australians who are living with disability. Therese Sands is co-CEO of People with Disability Australia.
We're calling for a royal commission into violence, abuse and neglect of people with disability. That's one area. Another critical area we would see is the treatment of refugees and asylum seekers with disability in offshore detention, the lack of health expertise, specialist disability supports, including aids and equipment, communication support such as sign language interpreters, etc., and also the way immigration policy denies people with disability and their families from obtaining visas or permanent residency status.
Along with renewed calls to fully fund the National Disability Insurance Scheme, the disability community are calling for political leaders to address high rates of unemployment and high levels of poverty and for urgent action on ending disability violence. They've also outlined policy priorities to address discrimination and disadvantage for various groups of people with disabilities in Australia, including Indigenous people, people from culturally diverse backgrounds, and women and children with disability.
Some of the really critical issues are actually human rights violations. So, for example, the significant levels of violence, abuse, and exploitation that people with disability experience has to be addressed to ensure that people with disability can fully participate socially, economically and culturally in our society. We can't allow this violence to continue.
Co-CEO of People with Disability Australia, Therese Sands. Carolyn Fermata from Women with Disabilities Australia stresses that a lot of the existing services for women escaping domestic violence are inadequate, and that women with disabilities in institutional settings are often neglected from service responses.
Women and girls with disability are particularly targeted for all forms of violence, particularly in institutional settings, but not only in institutional settings. We know that women with disability experience 40% higher rates of domestic violence than women without disability, yet have extreme difficulty trying to find a pathway to safety from that violence.
The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse and Neglect of People with Disability in Australia was recommended after a Senate inquiry into institutional and residential disability violence last year. But so far, there's been no response or action from the federal government. Carolyn Fermata says the Australian Cross Disability Alliance demands the government act on this issue as a matter of urgency.
This is not something that's a new revelation. We have known about this for decades. The disability community in Australia, you know, has been demanding action and leadership from our governments to address this horrific issue that has remained essentially ignored, you know, for far too long. And we've had the United Nations, which Australia helped to build and helped to create the Universal Declaration on Human Rights 65 years ago. And our governments, you know, are often very proud of the fact that Australia helped in developing the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But as I often say, you can't have a little bit of human rights. And to that end, we demand that the Australian government and our leaders act on this issue as a matter of urgency.
Women with Disabilities CEO and member of the Australian Cross Disability Alliance, Carolyn Fromada, ending that report by Marilyn Hetchelies. The Wire contacted Social Services Minister Christian Porter for comment, but he wasn't available.